The football offensive line, the unsung heroes of the offense, the big boys, the guys paving the way, the glue of every successful offense. A successful offense you will typically find is usually only as successful as their offensive line, and it's hard to find an O-line that has impressed as much as PCM's has this year. All five starters have returned from last season, and two of their boys are over 300 pounds of pure domination. I had the opportunity to sit down with some of the members of the PCM offensive line to discover their secret recipe of what makes their unit so successful.
I am Mark Busson. I am a senior this year, and I play the left guard.
I'm Jacob Burns. I'm also a senior, and I play center.
I'm Caden Clark. I'm a junior, and I play left tackle.
I'm Wyatt Scuddy.
So obviously I have you guys here today because you've had a great season. You guys have played together a lot. You know, you're returning all five starters from last year, which is huge. You don't always see that a lot in high school football. But I guess just kind of the first question I'll ask you is, you know, what does it mean to you guys to be able to bring back all five of your offensive linemen? How much do you feel like you've grown as a unit because of that?
I feel like it makes your team stronger because we have more connection between the line. And then it's every time when you get someone new, you have to teach them and everything new, but like this year we're able to just get right back at it and keep going and keep progressing forward from last year. I think that was one of the big deals that helped us.
I mean, you know, offense obviously plays a big role in, I mean, winning games, and we got a good running back behind us, and we just want to be able to make holes and give him some room to make some moves and hopefully put up a lot of points on some good teams.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with Mark. Since we have the same offensive line as last year, that chemistry is already there. There's nothing like nobody knew. We had to fit in with that. And so it's just easy to all work together since we're already so bonded.
I kind of have a different perspective from them because this is my first year starting on the O-line. But it's like I've been with these guys. I've been working with them. So like I knew everything. This was just my first year like going out there with them and playing pretty consistently.
Obviously, you know, if you look at an offensive team in general, sometimes the quarterback gets the glory or the running back gets the glory, and they have tangible stats to go along with what they do. You guys don't necessarily have that, but the offensive line is really the anchor to the entire offense. Can you just talk about how your guys' production is what makes the offensive flow?
I think we've been doing pretty good this year. I mean, our last game we averaged 9 yards a carry, and that wouldn't be possible without us and everything. But I think we are kind of like the starting point for everything, and then we have an awesome running back, Adrian, and he just makes it work. He just pursues us to the next level.
Yeah, so I think we obviously, it starts with us, we get the job done, but you have to give credit to our running back and quarterback. Without them, we wouldn't obviously be able to do anything. Our running back is so good, he's elusive. Even if we miss a block, he can still find his way around it. But yeah, props to them.
We're the building block, but it's also on the quarterback and running back to read it right, make the right cut, and gain the yards.
You guys have an amazing running back in Adrian Robbins. He's been so good this year, just such a patient runner. But you guys gave him that opportunity because you're able to hold the block so long that he basically, and you guys know he's a patient runner. He can just sit back there and basically pick what hole he wants to go through and burst through it. I guess the question for you guys is, do you make Adrian's life better or does he make your life a little bit easier?
I just do my job.
You do what you're told to do.
Yes, and he is very patient. He does wait for the holes and gaps to open up, but he does a very good job.
Yeah, I think he makes my life easier because, like, yeah, I usually get my assignment done, but sometimes if I don't, like, if they cross my face or something, Adrian, he makes it work. He just goes in a different hole, cuts it back, does whatever. He does what he does and makes it work.
I think it goes hand in hand. Like, we do our job well, he does his job well, and then it just builds off each other and make a really good run game.
And I'll just ask this question for the center here, you and Gavin. You guys obviously run out of a shotgun formation and things like that. How much work and chemistry does that take between the two of you to be able to get that down? Because I mean, I've been at every one of your games this year, and I haven't really seen too much miscommunication on snaps or anything like that.
Yeah, so basically during practice, we just need to – we always snap a lot. We just work on that so we know that whatever's going on. I make sure he's loud so I can hear him. We just basically have to work on all that stuff during practice so I don't mess it up during the game.
And you guys, so just in general, not even on that play, but in general, when you're, you know, you get up to the line, you're set, Gavin starts getting his cadence, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. What is your thought at that moment? Is it, I'm just going to blow this dude up in front of me, or is it you're thinking of something else?
The thoughts that go through my head is where my second level is, where I take care of my first guy. I'm looking at the backfield before the play to see where my other players are at, so I know when the play starts where they can be coming from, flowing for my pickup, my run-throughs and everything. But, yeah, so.
For me, the first thing that I think of is, please don't be over his head. Please don't be over his head. And then it's like, okay, take my steps, get to my guy, watch my run through. I just basically have like a process every single play of what I'm going to do for that play.
Like what he said, I have a process pre-play, and then I take my step, and after that it's kind of just like black out and just do it.
Do you ever have an opportunity? I mean, is there ever an instance where you get beat and you may have grabbed the jersey a little bit too long? Do you just kind of let off right then, or do you just try to sell it, or how does that work in case of maybe an upcoming holding call?
I try to sell it sometimes. You know, sometimes I take it a little too far, but I think I do a pretty good job. But, yeah, there are moments like that where you know, and you just kind of look around to the refs and hopefully you don't get seen. But, yeah, there are those moments.
Yeah, definitely what Mark said. I just try to sell it as best I can after the play. I look around at the refs, make sure no flags around me, and then I'm like, okay, I'm solid.
The key is to not look guilty. You do it, and you move on, like, go hit someone else. Uh-huh.
And you guys are big boys, too, and you got two really big guys on their offensive line, and you don't always get that at the 2A level. I mean, you may see that at the 5A level in the metro schools, but to have that here at PCM, what does that mean? It just kind of clogged up them holes.
We're really lucky to have, like, two big guys. It's nice having people the size of, like, D1. It really helps our line out.
I do think it does help because we're able to control the holes and gaps better and move people where they needed to be moved.
I think they said it all. It's pretty cool to have big old linemen.
You guys are big fellas. Do you remember, you can recall, off the top of your head, I might put you on the spot here a little bit, what's the most that you've ever eaten in a sitting?
Ever. So at Smokey D's, you know, the big platter of the nachos, you can get a full platter. It's like a big, like, 16-inch round plate, and it's stacked, like, probably a foot tall, and I devoured that down, and then I went and ate a bunch of ice cream after that. That was the most, but it was massive.
Yeah, I can't remember any time in specific, but like last year, after a lot of home games, some of the guys will go to Perkins, and there was one game last year I was starving, so I ate I kept ordering, and yeah, I ate a lot that night after a game.
I put down 7 plates of Hoo Hot after the Iowa football camp this summer.
PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet chimed in on how special it is to have a group like the Mustangs do this season.
It's pretty rare to have an offensive line that has just all the size that we do. And I think we got to have a lot of athleticism, too, up there with those big guys. But, you know, the size is just it's something that you just can't coach. And I think they're really good football players, and they know how to use what they've kind of been God-given to their advantage out there. And you know, but you just, when you see two monsters over there like Mark Busson and Caden Clark, who are both over 300 pounds, and you're playing, you know, 2A Iowa high school football, you know, those are two guys you definitely want on your side. I'll say that.
The PCM starting offensive line, made up of Mark Busson, Caden Clark, Jacob Burns, Trenner Van Dyke, and Wyatt Scuddy, is certainly something special this year, and Mustang fans are excited to see how far this unit can push PCM in the playoffs. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Clayton Sampson.